620 WGN. Hello, it's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. Oh, Jen B, I love this song.
Me too. I'm doing jazz hands.
Yes, you are.
You can't see.
You know what this song reminds me of? Remember that movie, Real Genius?
Yes. Oh, I loved that movie.
And they filled the house with popcorn at the end.
Isn't that Val Kilmer?
Yes.
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 And a bunch of people.
And I don't know who those other people were.
It was a fun movie.
That was a fun movie.
Fun times.
I wonder if it holds up. You know, there's a lot of movies you go back and see.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh.
Nick DiGilio talks about that, going back and being like, there's several like that.
This movie didn't age well.
For me, Top Gun. I loved Top Gun. I went back and watched it. And I'm like, I'm the cheesiest cheese ball that ever lived. For me, it did not hold up. But at the time, it held such, it was like a first sexy time movie I saw.
Oh, that
Kelly
was
Kelly McGinnis.
Yeah,
and
there
Tom
was
Cruise.
Sexy time in that movie.
So, yeah.
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 I kind of remember that being a cheesy movie because of the, like, feel the need for speed.
I loved all that because I was like, these are men that I like. And the volleyball scene. Whoa.
Lot of no shirt wearing.
Lot of feel the need for speed.
Lot of gentlemen mm-hmm. in that film. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In that little scene. There you go. How are you, Jim B?
I haven't seen
you since yesterday.
I'm feeling pretty darn good.
You know what? It's a little warmer.
I know it feels
it was.
Like
it feels
Bermuda.
Balmy. Yeah.
I was ready to get the, I don't know. I don't wear a bikini.
The plane tickets? Oh.
I was getting ready to get the tankini out.
Hula skirt. That's what. Yeah. Well, a little bit later, we are going to be talking about dream vacations because I've been hearing a lot of people go, okay, now's the time where I'm thinking about the beach. So we're going to talk about dream vacations later in the show. But, a winter issue has befallen my home, Jen B.
Okay.
I live in a very old building. It was built in like 1906.
Wow. Okay.
And the inside's been gutted.
Sure. It's rehabbed.
Totally rehabbed. But my paltry sink, leaving the faucet on.
Sure.
Does nothing for the basement pipes.
Okay.
You
so
know what I'm saying?
What if everyone did that? Would that actually
It would probably
work?
Help
oh, man.
Immensely. However, I left the sink dripping a little bit.
A little trickle
yeah. So the pipes wouldn't freeze.
Sure.
As they do every year. And last year, the landlord replaced all the pipes and said, it's all good. They're just old.
Good
We're good. It's not going to freeze again. And we're frozen.
So they're, as we speak, they're frozen.
As we speak, there is no running water in my home except for my kitchen sink. So
I'm very sorry to hear that.
You know, I made it work. I took a very creative shower this morning. I filled up all of my pots and pans with hot water from my kitchen sink and, dragged them into the bathroom.
And just poured it on your head?
Well, it was extremely hot water. It's either no water or scalding water.
You know, we have a same thing where the hot is not hot. They turn it to hell.
Yeah.
It's not hell.
It's real hot. So I let the pots just sit there.
Okay.
And I'm dog sitting. So then I had to keep the dog away from the hot water.
Yeah, because the dog probably wants to drink water.
She was like, bowls of water.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Nobody. No, no, no.
No.
And so then I just kept putting the washcloth into the water. And it was really an ordeal, Jen B.
So basically, that's what they call a
not up to code.
I was going to say necessity, mother of invention,
mm-hmm.
mother of pots, getting the pots going. I mean, what can you do? You have
to
do
it. You can't not shower. And I will say, the landlord shamed me a little bit. A little bit of gaslighting was happening.
Well, why?
Well, it was like, just go to your family's house.
Oh.
I was like,
you can always come to my house.
Thank you.
It's a bit far, but no problem.
But nonetheless, my nearest relative is 1,100 miles away.
Yeah, come to my house.
That's, so I'm like, assume I have
You don't want to take your dream vacation to your relative's house to take a shower. That doesn't sound like a dream vacation.
No, I do not.
That's a whole
situation.
So anyway, you've got that going on.
So I have a shower system with pots and mixing bowls.
It's real interesting when the stuff that I take for granted kind of goes, bye-bye.
Well, that's the thing. I was doing that, and I was kind of grumbly about it because it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm dumping pots of water over my head.
Sure.
But I was like, I'm not going to work unwashed.
Thank you.
I'm going to be bathing. I'm not doing that to Jen B.
I actually don't care. I have such a stuffed up nose. I'd be like, oh, it smells good in here. What's going on?
Dirty hippie. No. So, I was doing that, and I was like, grumbly about it. And I thought, you know what? There are so many people in the world that this is every day.
Right.
So,
if that,
chill
you know what I
out,
mean?
Guth.
It's a perspective. It's priorities. It's all kinds of things. Worldview.
It's worldview.
You know?
Man. So, what is... But it also prompted the, how you play, on a road trip, the desert island kind of
Oh.
You're on a desert island. The three things you have to have.
Well,
usually, I'm like, oh, lip balm and lotion. But, you know, today it's like water.
What I like is when people are like, you're on a desert island and what are your top 10 albums? I'm like, well, how am I going to play them? What, this we got outlets on the desert island?
If I got Spotify on the desert island, I'm going to tweet SOS.
I'm going to say, I'm going to call an Uber. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a desert island. I'm going to be like, and I have cell service?
Yeah. Can someone come get me off the desert island? Although sometimes it sounds nice to be on a desert island.
Well, that's the thing. When we were talking about dream vacation, someone's dream vacation might be away from everybody on an island with no cell reception.
We all have that day.
Yes.
Once in a while, you're like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's that. So if you would like to share with us, what is the thing you cannot live without? Maybe it's something really quirky. Mine is lotion. Maybe lip balm.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. I think, we'll get into mine. I have a whole bunch of them, but one of them is almonds.
You can't live without almonds.
I just feel like they're the perfect food in some ways. Mm-hmm. You can make milk.
Sure.
You can make flour. I did. You can make milk. But if you have an almond, you can do a lot of things. It's got a lot of protein. They say it's got good things for you.
So we're going to say not one of the things like you wouldn't die, but you'd prefer not to live without it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. That make your life, like you're just used to it and maybe make your life better in some way. And you would like it not to go away.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to say almonds. I'm going to say lotion.
I have a whole list, but one of the top is almonds. And people say almonds.
I say almond.
I know. Someone once told me, you're saying it wrong. It's almond. I don't know. It was his voice. Look, I'm an actor.
You just said it again.
I took voice and speech. I did voice and speech class, and she said it's supposed to be not forehead, forehead. Farhead.
What?
She was a stickler. So we all left acting school going, like, I like that hat. It looks good on your forehead. And pass me the almond.
Come on.
I know. Look, you learn things in college, and they either stick with you, or you look back later and go, what was that? I'm glad, not there.
So you do say almond without the L.
Yeah, almond.
Weird.
I know. People say, I know. It's very strange and farad. I try not. My other favorite thing to say is cool whip from
you do
Family
say that.
Guy.
Yeah. Good times. We're up running off the rails already. Only one segment in. Good times all around. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. Back here in just a bit on 720 WGN. It's 10:19. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy.
I like a hard rock song. I do. I like a hard. This what is getting me through. You know, because holidays are stressful. They're lovely.
Sure.
They can be beautiful. It can be stressful. So what got me through this holiday season was a lot of
death
hard
metal.
Rock. Well, close. I listen to like System of a Down a lot of Soundgarden. So I like it when that gets my motor running. And I get out on the highway, as the kids say. It was so funny. I said, as the kids say, about 4,000 times when we were on with Tom Hunch the other day. And he was like, have you ever talked actually to a youngster? Because they don't say.
Have you met any kids?
They don't say bomb diggity anymore. You know what I mean? Jen B? Yeah. So anyway, here we are.
Shout out to esteemed producer Dan Long, who is playing all the hits today.
Yeah, they're getting my motor running.
Good grief. Well, we've been talking about items you can't live without because there is no water in my building right now.
Yeah.
I have no running water. I sort of have a trickle of very hot water coming out of my kitchen sink. So this morning, I thought, okay, I can either fill up pots with water, take them into my shower and dump them over my head, or I can just get myself in the kitchen sink like an infant. I chose the shower route.
That's a recipe for a whole nother kind of emergency.
Also, I have a window at the kitchen sink, and I thought that would be rude.
That would be hilarious. You know what? When I was a kid, I used to spy on neighbors, and I would see some strange. I never saw that. Usually, it was
an adult woman in a kitchen sink.
Yeah, usually it was parents washing an infant that I saw. But anyway, that would be quite a sight in the snowy morning.
Quite a sight.
I was just, making my Cinnabons.
This is my neighbor. Right now.
I was just making, this is the neighbor. I was just doing a little, making my frittata, and I look over, They're the woman in the sink.
Naked as the day she was born. No.
Buck
so
naked.
I chose against yes. doing that. I was like, I'm just going to.
You did the water dump.
Yeah, I just filled up a bunch of pots and pans of water.
I think that's pretty smart.
So we've been talking about things you can't live without. I mean, obviously, food, water, light, things like that.
We need those things.
But 312-981-7200, if you would like to share like a quirky thing, because mine is like, I gotta have lotion. If I don't have lotion, and yours is almonds.
Yeah, almonds.
So there we go. We all have our thing that we really need, the creature comfort we need. If you'd like to give us a call, please do so.
I just want to mention one more.
I
gotta say, I know it's a luxury. What? I love caffeine. I know it's a drug. I know it's maybe not so great for me. I need it to also like the Hard Rock. To get my motor running.
I got to say, I got myself off of caffeine and I didn't touch caffeine for like a year one time. And it was great. I got the best sleep of my life. But then, you know, like life happened.
That's the thing. Life happens. But caffeine is another one of mine. I've cut down.
Yeah.
When I worked in a certain place, I had, I'm ashamed to say, I had 5 Diet Cokes a day.
Oh, no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No.
And one time I came home from that.
Did your bones turn to dust?
Yeah. I came home, I was shaking.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, did you take drugs? And I said, well, yes, caffeine's a drug. I took drugs and now I'm detoxing. I was literally, the bed was vibrating.
Oh, boy.
And I thought, I got to stop this.
Yeah, that's no way.
Look, if you enjoy a Diet Coke, I'm not knocking you, but I went overboard.
A little bit.
So now, no Diet Coke, but I do enjoy a coffee. Just saying. Mm-hmm, and a tea. I've tried to switch to green tea. I know you're not a fan, but I like it. Anyway.
Well,
are you worried about the caffeine content?
Yeah. Of the Diet Coke?
Well, of the coffee you drink now.
You know, yes, I am.
Okay, do you have regular or decaf?
I have regular. And I would just... But decaf has a little bit of caffeine. Is that right?
Just very little. It's taken out. The caffeine is processed out by using chemicals in bananas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Badish, why do you know
How
these things?
How do you
things?
Know this?
Where did I used to work?
Science.
No, Gloria Jean's Gourmet Coffees.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right.
Yeah. And so if you get a dark roast decaf...
Dark roast decaf.
In other words, like a French roast, which actually is darker than an Italian roast. If you get a French roast decaf, the roasting process takes out all the other caffeine that was in it, because the darker the roast, the less caffeine in a coffee bean.
The less caffeine. Okay.
All right. So you will still get the taste of a regular coffee, but no caffeine.
I'm going to do it. French dark roast.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm
decaf.
Going. Decaf, right. Because yeah.
French
not,
roast,
then the
decaf.
Point. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you,
You're
Roger. I had no idea. And I didn't know you were a seller of fine coffees.
I was their advertising and public relations director.
He had encyclopedic knowledge of coffee, that faddish. Okay, not to make it all about me, but let me bring that story back to me again. So speaking of coffee, one thing I heard this morning was my neighbor complaining very loudly.
About what?
Because he can't make coffee when there's no water in the building.
Oh.
So you have a bunch of unwashed, uncaffeinated people in my building. I don't want to go home today. Just
Basically,
let me stay
in the air.
Basically,
you live in a commune, is what you're saying.
No, worse.
A health commune where no caffeine and no showers. Yeah, you can stay with us.
It's going to be
Although
bad.
We got our own troubles.
I'm dog sitting. I got to go get the dog.
You do.
I gave her bottled water. I had a bottle of water.
You gave it to the
dog.
So
I gave it to the dog because I didn't want to give her hot water.
No. You know? That's not a good thing.
I filled her bowl with hot water, put some ice cubes in it, and then opened the bottled water and gave her that while her water was chilling. So the dog is well taken care of.
The dog is fine.
She's fine.
The dog is fine. Yeah. So that's...
I was, like maintenance, like the super and all these people were in my building working on the pipes and doing all the stuff yesterday. And I said, hey, while you're here, my bathroom door just, like, it was one of those bifold doors, the
those
linen closet door.
Yeah.
It fell.
There's a track.
It fell in on me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a look at it? And he was like, you got to put in a work order. And I was like, can you just peek at it? I think I just need a pair of pliers. Everything's like a system. He's like, you got to file a ticket. I can't touch the door without filing a ticket.
Filing a ticket?
I'm like, fine. So I filed a ticket and said, like, oh, I've got these two issues. My fridge is making a weird noise and also this. While people are in the building, they're like, they kicked it back. And they said, you got to file separate tickets for the two.
No.
Like, and I was like, this is turning into an HOA situation. It's getting like crazy condo rules or something.
So you live in a condo building?
No, it's all rental apartments.
And you still have all these... rules and tickets and things.
Tickets, Jen.
I'd like
tickets.
A ticket to the fair. No. So, yeah, we have a similar situation.
You're in a condo building.
We're in a condo building, but we do rent. But there is a whole host of things they post all the time about, I'm speaking, you know, airing of the grievances. They post what people are doing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big public shaming that goes on. They don't put the names.
Like for what?
Oh, there's so many things. So people throwing boxes out and not breaking them down in the recycling. So, you know, it is holiday time. So what I do is, I got to be honest, when I'm lazy sometimes, I don't break the box down, but I take the label off so they don't know who it is.
Terrible.
But
I'm the neighbor that breaks everyone's boxes down.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're different in that way. I can't bust a box down.
Because the city won't take them then, and they'll just sit there in the alley, and it's
really?
Gross. Yeah, they won't take them. They'll
then
just
it becomes
sit
like
sit
a fort for rats.
Yes.
A rat fort.
So I'll sit there and break the boxes down.
You're that
cursing
person.
Cursing my neighbors
cursing
the whole
me
time.
The whole time. I know it's Jen B. She's dropping off her boxes over here.
But yeah, I see the labels, and I'm like, well, I know who's not breaking boxes.
So I take my label off, and that
that's
is
smart.
Well, it's even worse, though. It's like I'm being, not only am I being lazy, I'm being sneaky. And
you're putting effort into being lazy and breaking
which is criminal behavior types. Anyway, condos have all kinds of rules and all kinds
of. I know there's like decor stuff.
Okay. I don't know. My neighbor, who I really like, came to me and she said, I really want to put this dangly Christmas tree on my door that hangs from the inside on a hook, you know, or whatever. Hook.
Yeah.
She's like, can I do it? She's like whispering to me as if
like they're going to hear you.
The eagle has landed. I said, you know, I say do it. But then I added, I'm a renter. I don't know.
I don't have a horse in this race.
I said, did you get a manual? Because there's a whole book about what you can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So I said, did you?
The
she's
bylaws.
Like, I didn't, you know, she's like, I know. I didn't
Who
see anything about dangly Christmas trees on the doors. But I did notice no one has anything on their doors. So I said, you know, in solidarity with you, I'm putting something on my door. So I have a nice thing that says peace to all this year.
Okay. Have either of you been cited?
Not yet, but maybe my landlords have. And
I used to live in a condo building, and the neighbor across the hall put a wreath up, and they put like this big orange thing on her door that said
what?
That it wasn't a regulation wreath; it was too large. It could not exceed whatever an 18-inch span or something. And
here's
I'm like,
the thing: I know rules are created for a reason. Someone probably had a huge thing that caught on fire.
It was probably some crazy wreath caught on fire. It probably spun around, made
noises,
slapped you as you walked by. Like who knows what this wreath did?
Jumped around.
I get it,
but come on, it becomes comical to me.
It becomes very micromanaging.
Also, if you, I used to in a different building walk through the lobby where they were having these condo meetings.
Oh God.
People started screaming.
Really?
Oh, it was dramatic. So I'd always be like, oh my God, head down, head,
I gotta go.
Head down, head down.
Go, go, go.
I got to get to the elevator because I would hear like this. Listen, Bob.
Whoa.
I know that you're the president of this condo board, but I have rights too. Like that kind of stuff. And wow. I'd be like, wow, you guys, we really got to bring it down a notch. This is, I understand it's where we live. But let's not scream at each other in the lobby of a condo building on a Tuesday night when you could be watching, I don't know, MacGyver. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Something. Right. Not,
anyway.
It's
so
just not worth it. It's like there's so many things to worry about. Why would, yeah, why here? Why all this?
You know, a dog poop sign caper. Look, someone stole. There were those signs that say, please do not in our
curb
courtyard.
Curb your dog.
Yeah. But there's like a picture of a dog pooping. It's just terrible.
Sure.
And they're dorky. Who cares? But they're there for a reason. The board put them. Someone stole them. For what reason? I don't know. They got mad. So they stole them.
Okay.
Here's the cool thing. The guy asked me what he should do, the board, because I talked to everybody. And I said, you put out a memo saying, please return our signs. Amy Guth, they did. They returned them. They left them anonymously
at
the front gate.
Only about memos.
Yep.
Only think, oh.
Put it in writing.
I can't deal with that level of micromanagement. I really cannot.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it comical, but you know what? It gets old. But
sure,
know, yeah.
Sure. WGN. Hello, it's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy.
I'm liking this.
You're
too.
You're rocking out to
I
that
feel
one.
Like it's a mix of like Beverly Hills Cop meets like, I don't know.
I love that that's where your head went.
Meets, what's that guy? The space George Clinton?
George. That's what you're thinking of for Beverly Hills Cop.
I loved that movie.
What was the name of this song? It was by Axel something.
Axel F.
Axel F.
What's the name? Does it have? Is it the Beverly Hills Cop theme?
I think so.
I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
Wait, one more second.
Jen's really feeling it.
If you see me, we're not on TV, but
which I don't know why we're not.
Yeah, come on.
We do a lot of dancing here. Not very well.
Not well, but hey. The point is to dance like no one's watching, even if a lot of people are watching.
Even if all of Michigan Avenue is watching us dance to the Beverly Hills Cop theme by Axel F.
what is going on over there?
2017 or 1987, whatever.
Yeah, right. Well, good times. That's okay. Good times.
Speaking of good times, I don't know if you saw this story, Jen, but oh my gosh, I can only imagine the angst involved. Okay. There was a woman in Erie, Pennsylvania. She logged on to her online utility account to, you know,
as we do,
pay the bill, check in, see what's up.
See how your energy compares to your neighbors?
Oh, I get real competitive.
I know,
about that.
You do.
It's all like, you've spent, you know, 2% more than other energy efficient clients
in
your area.
I'm like, yes.
I'm like, no, I do not. And then I was like, oh, I will not turn on lights for a week. I will win this next month. I'm so silly about it.
That's
anyway,
okay.
This woman, Mary Horomansky of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
She logs onto her utility account.
Okay.
And she discovers she has a balance of $284 billion.
Basically, part of the deficit.
$284 billion. She says to her local news outlet, Go Erie,
Electric.
My eyes just about popped out of my head. We put up Christmas lights and I wondered if we had put them on wrong. Bless her little heart. She assumes it wasn't an error. She goes, well, gosh, I must have done it wrong.
I really have been overdoing it with the Christmas lights.
So in the spirit of giving, of course, the company really, they said they wanted $28,156 up front and would give the family another.
Wait, how much up front?
$28,156. So $29,000. And said, we'll give you a year to pay off the rest of it.
The other billion.
$284 billion.
I really, yeah, okay.
So she gets on the phone. First she called her son and said, what do I do? And then she called the utility company and learned the entire thing was a bizarre error with too many zeros. In fact, it is $284 that she owes.
See, that seems...
That I can do.
That seems very manageable. Also, that's a high bill, though. I got to be honest.
Yeah, that's pretty high for that.
She might have a big house. It's an electric. Maybe she's got an electric blanket going for
electric stove, electric, who knows?
Electric camping gear.
Maybe she just leaves all the lights on all the time.
Yeah, my mom.
I was saying my dad would go nuts.
You know, Spanish. Apaga la luz. Turn off the light. Like screaming it.
Yeah.
Even if you left a room.
Oh, yeah. Turn off the lights.
Coming back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure. So it's all straightened out. And the spokesperson for the company said they couldn't explain exactly how it happened, but did note that he had not ever seen anything like that.
Now, I've had things like this. Maybe
have
not
you?
To, oh, gosh. One time I went to the ATM and I checked my balance. $2 million.
Get out of town.
No, it was, and I never seen so many zeros.
Yeah.
That I started like screaming and
laughing.
I was like, freak out. You guys, everybody, look, and I have $2 million. And then that happened for me.
And then
like,
you got robbed.
What was like, and it was after hours. So the bank was closed.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the ATM and little lobby. And I was like, you guys, I'm rich. And then someone pointed out to me, they're like, oh, do you really have that much? And I said, no, of course
obviously
not.
I do.
And they're
not.
Like, do not touch it.
Don't touch it.
So for like 10 seconds, I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fantastic. And I thought, let me withdraw it really fast.
And they'll never find
me. First of all, you can't withdraw $2 million. I mean, you
also,
know.
Also, I think I have like a $400 limit on my ATM.
Mine's like $200. So
$2 million.
But, and then I thought, no. This is how they get you. They will say, of course, they're not giving away free money, but I could see how when people get a lot of money, they're all like, I'm buying a $17 million house today. So I had that feeling for like 10 seconds and then kicked in my rational brain.
Clearly, this is an error.
This is an error in my favor. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be able to.
And I will be penalized if I take advantage of it.
Well, I'll go to jail. I know I'll end up in jail.
Yeah.
Because that's stealing.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing. That's stealing.
And that's their business is money. So I'm sure they're going to catch it.
I'm sure the bank will be all over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had
but
that.
But for a minute, it was
I was a millionaire twice over.
I don't think I've never had anything like that. I'm always like, I check my balance. I'm like, oh, okay.
The other thing, I went and to sign my taxes, and I signed them, and it was, we owed a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it was the wrong Jennifer. I was signing someone else's. My accountant said, okay, sign this. And I said, oh, we owe. I thought you said we were getting money back.
Oh, no.
We owe, you know, these are some high rollers, apparently, this other Jennifer. And I signed it. He let me sign it. And then I looked, thank gosh, I looked at the thing and I said, well, wait, that's not my last name. And I was jumping around in glee.
Right.
Anyway.
I don't think I've ever had an error like that.
Really?
Good news.
Oh, no. It happened. You know, I was like, oh, Jennifer, da-da-da-da-da. Wait a minute. I'm not Jennifer whoever. And he was like, oh, my gosh, my bad. I mean, it was a big mistake. Sure. That could have really been a bad idea.
Oh, sure.
So I've had several.
Wow.
Some in my favor. Some I was going to owe the IRS a lot of money. Ooh. I was like, good luck getting this.
Right. Mm. Blood from turnips, my friends. Blood from turnips.
Blood from turnips.
Indeed. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy here on 720 WGN. We'll be right back in just a sec. WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy today. With you until 12, and then we're going to be on the stream. You can listen to that at WGNradio.com.
Yep. Someone's watching us on the live stream. I think we got a live stream.
We got a listener and a watcher.
We got a listener and a watcher. And so yes, someone. And anyway, they're saying we're master dancers. Nah, I'm not telling you the truth.
Yeah.
They said you were a master dancer.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
Well, you're kind of doing the robot over there. So, you know, it's all good. Anyway, so a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about, you know, Festivus from Seinfeld.
I'm not a big Seinfeld watcher, but I would like to know what Festivus is in detail.
So Costanza's father says, like, Festivus for the rest of us.
I like
and
that.
And it is like the most secular of all holidays.
Okay. It's and not Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's not Hanukkah. It's not Kwanzaa. It's not Yule. It's Festivus for the rest of us. And he makes it very straightforward. There's displays of feats of strength, and then there's the airing of the grievances, and it's very funny. It's a very funny episode, but we're going to do some airing of the grievances light. We don't need to get it too heavy.
No.
But we're going to air some grievances, but we've got someone who is so excited to air a grievance. He's already on the line.
Oh.
So let's talk to him. Hi, Dave, you're on WGN. You have a grievance to air?
Hi, and not a grievance, it's a community concern. A lot of people in Chicago are supposed to be mailed new Ventra cards because they expire at the end of this month, and they haven't yet gotten them, and there's mass confusion as to what's going on. To try to call the Ventra hotline, it's impossible.
Oh.
You wait and wait and wait, and they keep upping their waiting time.
Oh.
Does anybody know what's going on?
You know what? I don't, but we can investigate.
We're going to check it out. We're going to look into that because I have no idea. I just as you were talking, I looked at my Ventra card. I'm good till June of 2021.
But Dave, I remember when these first came out, when they first did the switch, there was a whole, do you know what?
I had
20 Ventra cards mailed to me by accident that were
It
blank.
Was a mess. It was a big hot mess.
Some people in Chicago have gotten like hundreds of Ventra cards mailed to them. I think maybe the postal carriers get pretty ticked off about it and they just give them all to one tenant in a building or something like that. But a lot of people's cards expire, you know, 12/17. And even though you talk with them and register with them and you do something online like you're supposed to do, you know, a lot of people still haven't gotten them and nobody knows, you know,
You know what's
going on.
First I've heard it, so I'm going to check it out and stay tuned on that one. I'll see what's going on. But yeah, that's a huge bummer. And that, I mean, that's going to mess with your day and your commute if you can't get on can't use your Ventra card. So thanks for bringing that up, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Well, I hope there's some kind of resolve to it because I'm going to try to get back with Ventra today, but you wait and wait and get nowhere.
Well,
thank you.
All right. Thanks so much,
Appreciate
Dave. It. Have a good one. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
that's...
I just did a little research and there is no answer to this yet on their site. It says, did you know they're expiring and you will be mailed one? It has no further information, of course, on the Ventra site. So we'll keep you.
We're going to keep looking at that. That was just a little cursory search we did there, but we'll keep looking at that.
Yeah, that was very cursory.
Super cursory.
Super.
First thing I saw on Google.
Basically, I went to the Ventra site. There
right,
you go.
Which is, I'm sure he already did that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a
I didn't either. Right. I don't. I have a car, and right. I don't always take the public transportation. And when I do, I have my card. I never look at the expiration date. I probably should do that. Thank you, Dave, for
clueing
me in.
So
on
there's that. Yeah. There's that. But again, a little bit later in the show, we're going to be doing some airing of the grievances.
I love this.
It'll be fun.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Well, there's a really fun piece in the Chicago Reader right now that is kind of airing some Chicago grievances.
Oh, specific to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, maybe some political figures around town airing some grievances with them, like Chicago Authenticity Police. That's my favorite one.
I love
saying,
that.
Don't you put ketchup on a hot dog, or pizza's got to be like this.
Well,
or,
Pete
you know.
McMurray was part of that. If you heard earlier, he was questioning the authenticity of the old Chicago hot dog.
Right.
Anyway.
So there's that. I'm going to take mine a little broader. I think the grievance I'm going to be airing is going to be all about social media.
Okay.
I love social media. I love technology. I mean, it's been a big part of my career. I used to cover it and write about it, and I've used it a ton. I love it. I've connected with people as a result of it. But man, sometimes, like the Facebook fights, not here for that. I am not
the
here
Facebook
for that.
Facebook fights. So is that people fighting just on threads and on pages and things?
Yeah. Or, someone will just come and say, I think the following. And
then
if anyone disagrees with them, they're like, you don't have the right to declare. I have the right to declare. And then it's like this big fight erupts.
Well,
And then the second post is, people are allowed to state their opinion without getting, you know, smacked down about it. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why do we have this platform? It is terrible.
Yeah, it sort of eats its own tail in terms of, I'm going to say something, but you can't say something back. Oh, yes, I can say something back. You put it on media. I mean, you don't win. Nobody wins.
And what are we doing that for?
I don't know. Like, we're upset.
I used to use Facebook a lot, and then it's just gotten like it's a swamp. So I'm just like, I barely use it now. I Facebook groups I like. There's a couple groups that I like, some like professional groups and things like that, but otherwise
not so
much. You know, we've heard a lot about Facebook this year in politics and how it's connected to politics, and there were a lot of allegations against it in terms of who and what advertisers could target. Certain groups could be excluded or specifically targeted with content, which is, we've known that all along, but certain groups were like, there were some major discriminatory things, practices.
Who's in charge of this?
Well, it's fairly automated. You can say, like, you know, I want people to see this ad that have identified this topic as an interest.
Oh, I did that when I was having my one woman show.
Right.
I picked for Facebook ads.
And you can pay for it. Right. Now, those topics are generated because people have been identifying an interest. So therefore, it becomes a thing you can select. Now, if one of those things is, say, something really unethical or inhumane or
just corrupt.
Corrupt,
shady.
Or super perverted, or, you know, then it becomes a big issue of
who
we can target.
How do they know who likes what? It's because we choose what we're clicking on?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so they know. See, I don't know this. So they know what I'm clicking on. Like, if
of course. Right, tool now. So there's also, around the election time, there was a lot of conversation, or shortly after the election, about intentionally manipulative content that was on Facebook that was there to persuade people to vote one way or another.
Oh.
And so there is a tool. If you go into your Facebook settings, which I think we should all do quarterly, because the terms of service is they can change. They can change all the time. And you're either in or out. There's no...
You have to opt in or not be on Facebook.
Right. Correct. Right. So I recommend quarterly looking at your Facebook settings and just say, does this work for me? These questions, like, just go through them all. But in the help center of settings, there's a tool that will show you if you have interacted with intentionally manipulative or fake content.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It'll let you see. It's kind of disconcerting because things that look fairly innocuous.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, oh wow, I interacted with that, or you know, it'll show you. It's very revealing.
And so it tells you you've interacted with something that can be, is it criminal?
No, it's not criminal.
Nothing's criminal here.
It's just fake news, perhaps, or intentionally manipulative.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like how if I'm searching for something or looking on something and then other things pop up, like similar. Okay. So somehow if I'm interested in, say, exercising, then all of a sudden all this exercise, these ads for exercising stuff pops up on the right side of Facebook.
And oh, yeah.
How do they know? But that's how they know.
Right.
I mean, they know, they can tell. They do research.
A friend of mine started getting a lot of ads on the side early on in the Facebook ad targeting, she started getting a lot of ads for religious items. And she was like, she's not particularly religious, so she was really thrown off by that. She was like, I get it when the shoes I just searched or whatever. And she realized, she was like, I'm going to go back through my posts. Maybe people are commenting a bunch of religious stuff and that's...
And putting links to
it? No. She was starting so many of her Facebook posts with, oh my God, you guys.
Oh my God.
And so she used the word God so much.
Oh my God.
Or she was saying, what in the hell? So she was saying like God and hell or you know, like all these things.
And that's also automated, like a something just...
Right. And it was like an earlier, less sophisticated version of that algorithm.
That's really funny.
Was like, why am I getting all these Bibles?
That
and
is
like, what
so
is this?
Funny.
That's what it was. It's a lot more sophisticated now, for better and worse.
I mean, I'm very susceptible to that. I will click... If something has a pretty picture, I'm like, oh, look at that. Sometimes the pictures have nothing to do with the... There's a beautiful picture of a sunset. And it's like, become a CNA. I'm like, yes, I like that picture. And then all of a sudden, I get all the CNA stuff.
Become a what?
CNA, a certified nurse's assistant.
But the Why picture, do you want to do that?
I don't. But the picture will be of like a beautiful sunrise with like someone standing there looking so happy. I'm like, that's so cool.
I want to be her.
And then it's like, welcome to the school
Give us
for CNAs.
$8 million. Right.
So I have to be careful. I think that's the other thing. It's like, I want to be more careful on what I click on in 2018 because I click on a lot of things I shouldn't be clicking on. That sounds terrible, but it's not things like that.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying.
But things that aren't helpful, you know, that might be fun.
Right.
Some are good.
I always go back to the, if you don't know what the product is, you are the product. You know
what
I mean?
Wait a minute. Like, I never heard this.
We're the product on Facebook. And so all of our actions are generating profiles for us, for advertisers. But also, I mean, that part doesn't bother me.
Like, okay, because that's part of
That's
life.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine with me to have a targeted ad. But the real issue is then the content that you're presented with, the interaction that you will interact or with the expectation that you're going to interact with it.
Yep.
You know, if you start seeing other, like if you start getting certain stories in your feed with the expectation, we are pretty sure she's going to interact with this story, and say that story isn't completely accurate.
Yes, some of it. Yes.
That's what concerns me. So go into the help center of Facebook. You can just Google and go to help center. You'll see this area where you can check and see if you've interacted with this intentionally misleading type of news.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes when I'll be on Facebook on the side, it'll say, or a story in my feed, like some celebrity has passed away, it'll say like Meryl's last words, and you click on it and it's something completely different.
Don't click on that.
No, I won't anymore, because when I click on it, it has nothing to do. They can just put whatever they want headline wise. It's not true. That's my question.
Well, when you say they, who are you saying?
I don't know. It's some man. It was like some.
That's the thing, is that we have to admit that we have to recognize that social media users are part of the
problem.
Part of the narrative. So when people say like, oh, the media, like recognize social media is part of the media.
Right.
First of all, there is no one media. There's no one shared brain we all plug into.
Okay.
But also, we have to recognize the complicity of social media users.
You know,
if you share something that's not accurate, you are helping
inaccuracy.
That's
why people get mad about that. And I now know.
Yeah.
It's all our responsibility to not share the stuff that's not actually true at all.
Right.
Meryl Streep did not give her last words.
No, she's alive and well.
Thank God.
Right. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy, back in just a bit here on 720 WGN.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
720 WGN. It's 11:08. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. You heard the man. It is time for the airing of the grievances.
The direct fierceness with which he confronts them.
There are many excellent episodes of Seinfeld, and that is one of them. The Festivus for the rest of us, and the airing of the grievances. That's what we're going to do. Let's be cool about it. I hope none of the grievances are directly about me.
No.
But, you know, if there's something you'd like to get off your chest, as we're closing out 2017, 312-981-7200, let's air some grievances.
What
do you got, Jen B?
Let's see, my grievance. Oh, I have a grievance. I like it when people pick up their dog's number two. At Rogers Park, we got a real problem with it.
All right.
I have stepped in those grievances many a time. And here's the thing. I wear clogs with all these little notches in them to keep them from whatever they put in clogs. Sure.
From
wiping
up.
Not good.
No.
It is not good. So okay. Please.
Here's my grievance I'd like to air.
Okay.
I love when tourists come to Chicago. I love when I see someone looking lost. I stop and I'm like, what are you looking for? And I help them find something.
Yes.
Usually they're like, we heard we have to go to this place. I'm like, no, go to this hole in the wall. It's even better.
Yeah, you
and
you
they
help.
Then I'm like, they left thinking like, wow, what friendly people in Chicago. But when people refer to Chicago as like, Chi-town.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. I agree.
That's not a thing we say here.
And there is a wonderful show called The Chi.
I know.
That's coming out that a friend of mine, Nikki, is on.
I know.
I'm not sure who calls it that.
No.
I've never in my life had ever said. You know what I have said, though? E-town.
for Evanston?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know what
but
the
I
heck
never
he
say
meant.
Chi-town?
Chi-town.
Oh, how about this? Chi-town. I've heard that.
No. I've like jokingly said something like, in the 312.
In the 312. There used to be, yes.
You know, I'll joke about that.
That's not, I like that.
Yeah, but
in
I won't.
312.
Out in the Chi-town. World, I don't go, people are like, oh, where are you from? Windy City. No, I say, I am from Chicago. Like
Chi-town.
I don't say Chi-town. I don't say Windy City.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah.
So that's mine. That's
yours,
a grievance I'd
yours.
Like to air.
The grievances. We want to hear from peoples, too.
312-981-7200 if you would like to participate in the airing of the grievances.
We're in the three.
For Festivus.
We're in the 312.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
But
hey.
Not Chi-town. That's
no.
not a thing that we say.
Or Chi-town.
I'm also going to say, I'm going to go, there is a great list. The Chicago Reader has a list of kind of some Chicago-based grievances up. And it's really beautifully done online. The art direction on that is very cool. So okay. I recommend you check that out. But one of them on there I so agree with, and that is CTA etiquette.
Oh.
I got especially sensitive to that when I spent a little bit of time on crutches this one time.
Oh.
So I get on the bus or the train and people just look at me. One time a guy.
They don't help?
They don't give me a seat. And have you ever tried to balance on a bus jerking around?
Yeah.
On crutches?
No, I haven't.
It's very difficult.
I can't imagine.
It's very difficult.
No one give you a seat?
One time. I was on the crutches for months and one time somebody gave me a seat. And it's because I was really in a lot of pain that day and I was like staring at this dude.
It was
dude.
Probably a pregnant lady.
No.
It was like, you know what? I feel you. No. It was a person.
No, but you know what? I was talking to my friend about this when she told me that she was pregnant. I was like, be aggressive about getting seats because I don't think people give them to you. And later she said, you know what? It was exactly right. She said at one point when she was, very close to her due date, she put her belly basically like in a dude's face.
Yeah, to say, hey, like, this is what you get if you're
not. And she said, like, hey, would you mind if I sat down? And he looked at her belly and was like, I got here first.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Right. So let's take some calls. 312-981-7200 if you would like to air a grievance. We're doing a little bit late Festivus celebration. Let's do this. Hi, Matt. You're on WGN. What grievance do you want to air?
Good morning, the hardest two ladies working in radio today. even though I bungled that. So, hello. My grievance is the following. You know, you go along the Riverwalk and you go along Wacker Drive and all these buildings are going up literally like in 2, 3, maybe 4 months tops.
Yeah.
You go to the Jane Byrne Interchange and it has been, I know it hasn't actually been 12 years, but it might as well have been 12 years because they have been constructing that thing forever and it is never going to end.
It feels that way.
And I
feel
will be stuck in traffic forever.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good grievance.
It's a great. It seems like we are perpetually under construction in this town.
Spot in particular,
that
there's
spot,
always.
And unlike your neighbor, I'm not a time lord. I can't live forever.
Time lord. That was so good yesterday.
That was
man.
So
was
funny when you called. Yeah,
time lord.
My neighbor, the time lord.
Oh, that's a good grievance.
Matt, thanks so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you.
You ladies are the best.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Yeah, that was so funny when he called my neighbor.
Why did he call your neighbor?
Because I shoveled my neighbor's walkway, and their adult son said I was like hurting his dad's feelings, and I was emasculating him. I was like, but he's like 300 years old, and so he called him a time lord.
I was like, unless you're a time lord. Which I love that. I'm going to start referring to myself as Jen B., the Time Lord.
The Time Lord. Let's, again, if you would like to air a grievance, we're celebrating Festivus a little bit late, 312-981-7200. Airing of the grievances. It's happening. It's on. It's right now. Butch, hi, you're on WGN. What grievance would you like to air?
Butch?
Hello.
Hi, Butch. What grievance would you like to air?
It's not a grievance. You want to know who calls Chicago Chi-Town.
Yeah.
People who grew up in Chicago. I've been in Chicago for 67 years, and I've always called it Chi-Town.
Oh, have you really? Oh. I have never met a native Chicagoan that says that.
They're not really Chicagoans.
Oh, now we've met one. I have met one, even though it's just on the radio. I've met a native who says Chi-Town.
Okay, well, you are on the record as saying that. I'm sure someone may challenge you, but you are on the record as saying that. Thanks so much for the call.
I thought of the challenge.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Have a
good
one.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hi, Pauline. You're on WGN. You have a grievance to air.
Yes, I do. I get nuts when somebody says Chicago and not Chicago. Chicago, if you're here, born and raised in Chicago, you say Chicago. Everybody else says Chicago. It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
That is correct. My father did the same thing. He said it the right way, Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago.
When I first, Pauline, when I first started at WGN Radio, I was specifically told, you did not grow up here, so I don't know how you say it, but learn to say the name of the city the way that Rick Hogan says it.
Yes, Rick Hogan, Chicago.
I've never mastered it. Chicago. I've never been able to do it. It sounds
You sound pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Yay.
Thank you.
Very good. You know, it's like nails on a blackboard.
Right.
You know, when I hear Chicago, that's what it feels like. I get these thrills in my body.
Yeah, I hear you.
I love Chicago. It's the greatest city in the world.
It sure
and
is.
Born and raised here. Yeah.
I couldn't agree
and
more.
And now all my grandchildren live in Chicago.
That's great. Chicago.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much for the call, Pauline. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go now to Katie. Hi, Katie. You have a grievance to air. Let's do this.
Hi, ladies. I am in Kansas, so good morning from Kansas.
Hello. Good morning.
My grievance is, and I don't know you guys do things in Illinois, but in Kansas, on the interstate, there is a slow lane going the speed limit, and then to pass and get around and go fast in fast lane.
Exactly.
And we just got back from a trip for Christmas into Colorado, and we live on I-70. Goes right across the state of Kansas, and I cannot tell you how many times we were trying to move along past, and we'd come up along somebody in the fast lane going under the speed limit.
Yes, that would be my husband you ran into. I always say, stay on the right.
Yeah.
Left is my dad taught me, native, great driver, pass on the left, slow on the right.
Yeah.
Pass on the left, slow on the right.
Exactly. And usually if I can't get it up and to tell them that they're number one in my book, I tell my son or the writer to wave to them, number one, get over.
Yeah, that's a great one. Thanks so much,
Thank
Katie.
You.
Have a great day.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. How nice. She was listening from Kansas. How
that's
cool.
So great.
Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary. What grievance would you like to air?
First of all, cigarette butts anywhere except in your ashtray.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, they're everywhere, but right?
Right. I want to explain the Chi-Town reference. On the old Bob Newhart show, because I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
On the old Bob Newhart show, he had the pilot who lived next door, Roger.
Yep.
And he was called the Chi-Town Sky Guy.
I know. I remember that. That's right. That's true that he was.
So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
She's exactly right with the cigarette butts. One time, it was a warm day, and I had my windows down when I had a car. So
yeah.
Somebody threw a cigarette butt out
the window,
and it went into my car.
I've had that happen, actually.
I burned my seat, and I almost...
I've had holes in things for smokers burning me.
And then I was, like, freaking out, trying to drive normally and also get some cigarette butt out the window. It was not good.
Wait, I have a texter that texted
What you got?
Lynn from Elmhurst. Public bathroom, soap dispenser, faucet, and towel dispenser. Either all motion activated or none. Mixing it up makes you look like a fool trying to activate when it's manual.
Oh, that's a very good one.
That's
so true, because you're like waving your hands and it's nothing's happening.
And then you look like you're trying to do a magic trick in the bathroom.
That is a very good
one. Lynn, we love you.
That's a great one. Let's go now to James. Hi, James. You're on WGN. What grievance would you like to air?
Hey, I'm one of your brothers from Joliet, Illinois.
Hello.
And it just drives me crazy when people call it Joliet. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds like Santa.
Yeah.
Santa might live in Joliet.
Yeah.
Joliet. I'm born and raised in Joliet, so I have a slight Chicago accent. So if ever I go, you know, down to, you know, down south, they're like, what part of Chicago are you from? And I go, I call it Chicago, you know, but... I'm from Joliet. Oh, Joliet?
Oh, oh dear.
Yeah, like, tell them where I'm from. They change it right away.
Yeah, that hurts the ears. Joliet. Yeah, Joliet, my friends. Indeed. Well, thanks so much for the call, James. Have a great day.
Great. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's a good one. Yeah, that's... We got to take a break, but I still want to get to these
grievances. I love it.
312-981-7200. We are airing the grievances. We're celebrating Festivus a little bit late this year, but we are airing the grievances. These are all so great. They're so fun. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. It's 11:23. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. We are celebrating Festivus a little bit late. It's supposed to be the 23rd.
I'm learning all about this Festivus today.
We're celebrating, and part of celebrating Festivus is the airing of the grievances. And so airing some grievances.
Yeah, people have had some great ones.
So many good ones.
That have made perfect sense.
Absolutely
and
perfect
sense. And even if they
sense.
Don't, I don't
I No, don't know. I think they've all been excellent. And we've got a ton of callers.
I want to get
to everybody. 312-981-7200. If you have a grievance to air, so let us go to Eileen. Eileen, what is the grievance you would like to air?
I would like to say, during this holiday season, when you go to a house party and you give the hostess a hostess gift and they never say thank you.
Oh.
I mean... You know what I mean? You don't expect them to open it in front of you, so some day later or whatever, they are opening a gift, and they never say thank you.
Oh.
I don't know. It just bugs me.
That's a good one.
That's a good grievance.
Why. It's not like, thank you's always a good idea, you know?
It's, really? I mean, it can be in the form of a text, even.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. Thank you for... Right. Thanks for bringing that lovely bottle of wine over for the party.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah. Let's not take for granted our gifts.
That's a great one.
Exactly.
Great one, Eileen.
That's
it costs
point.
Nothing.
Costs
to be,
nothing.
To be nice. To be nice. Thank you, Eileen. That's a great one.
Thank you, girls. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. All right. I love that one. Charlene, what is the grievance that you would like to air? Charlene, you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. What is the
grievance? The
grievance
I want to air is the people who do not use their head wipes when they're... during the rain when the windshield wipers are on, but often in fog and at sunset.
Yes. That's
they
my husband.
Because our headlights are on, but we can't see them.
Yes, exactly.
That's a great one, Charlene.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. That's a great one. I totally agree. That is a very, very good one. Let's go now to Mel. Hi, Mel. You're on WGN. What is the grievance that you would like to air?
I just want to mention that for 25 years, the Elgin O'Hare Expressway never went to Elgin or O'Hare. And now that they are supposedly extending it, we're paying like turnpike prices for it. And it still doesn't go to either Elgin or O'Hare.
Mel, that is such a good one.
That is like the epitome of a grievance and the epitome of one that is warranted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I know, right?
That's a great one. Mel, thanks so much for the call.
False advertising.
All right.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. That's perfect. It goes to neither Elgin nor O'Hare.
I mean, that is false advertising.
Oh my gosh, that made me laugh so hard. Let us go now to Frank. Hi, Frank. What is the grievance that you would like to air?
My grievance I would like to air is that I'm still one of those people that enjoys paying cash for things.
Uh-huh.
But it really irks me when I receive change back and the cashier, whether he or she elects to put the coins on top of the paper money and then returns it back to me, especially through a drive-through when my car is not even with the drive-through window. And they're like, okay, you got it? You got it?
Yep.
You okay? Oh, hold on to it. You got it?
I think that is so right on. And Frank, do you know how many quarters I've lost in between the drive-through and my car? They just fall into that crack.
Yeah. Oh, Frank,
it's horrible.
That's a really good one. I hadn't even thought of it. That is a great
one. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Frank. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. That is a great one. Let us go now to Peter. Hi, Peter. What is the grievance that you would like to air?
Oh, okay, bye, Peter.
We lost him. Hi, Kathy. What is the grievance that you'd like to air?
People who complain about having so many parties to go to and they're so tired of eating. And, you know, I cook for Christmas Day and I do it out of love and my family loves it. And then I'm doing a New Year's Eve party and I love doing it. But when I hear people complain about having to, all they have to do is show up.
Right.
I've been on my feet for days doing this. And I, you know, I don't want to sound like a martyr. I mean, I do it because I want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And then you'll have all your food out. I am so sick of eating.
you're like, I worked hard.
Stop it up here.
And also, nobody forced you. Nobody's forcing right. you to eat.
And also, yeah. like, you know, a lot of people didn't have parties yes. this year, and I was kind of like, oh, I wish someone invited me to stuff.
People don't have places to go
sometimes. I was not invited to one.
Yeah, me neither.
You can come over, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't even get my festive dress out or anything, and I was like, that someone would be like, oh, so many parties. And
I know. So little time.
It's so terrible. Kathy, I'm with you. That's a good one.
All you have to do is show up with even a half smile on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to stand there
and eat. Yeah. How hard is that?
Yeah,
that's
really.
A good one. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh,
bye.
That's a great one. She's right. Yep. Like, someone worked very hard to put that party together. Yep. Just show up.
Show up and
I'm
going to
add one, and then we got to go to break.
Okay.
One I'm going to add is that if you say you're going to go, do it.
Yeah.
If you RSVP, like, I'm going to go, and then you don't.
That's a big one, yeah.
I have had a party. 40 people said yes.
Yep.
3 people showed up.
Oh, Guth, I know this from having a solo show.
And I did the cooking and made it fancy and nice.
Yep.
The 3 of us ate really well, or the 4 of us. It was good. It was real good. But yeah, that's you RSVP, mean it.
Yep.
And if you can't make it, let me know. You know,
just keep in touch.
Hey,
communicate.
You know, I'm running a fever. I got a cold. Whatever. Tell them.
Stay in touch.
Stay in touch about it. Anyway, we're going to take a little break, get you the news, all that good stuff. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. Hey there, it's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. Thanks for being with us today.
A non-grievous. Grievance.
A
non-grievance.
A non-grievance.
I like that song.
That's a great
Kings
song.
Kings of Leon.
Well, we have been celebrating Festivus a little bit
Festivus
late.
Festivus for the rest of us.
And part of Festivus, of course, is the airing of the grievances. And so a little bit later, we're going to be talking about where, if you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go? But I want to keep going with these grievances.
Yeah, because these are amazing.
They're so
callers.
Fun, and they're so spot on. All of them
so
are
spot
perfect.
On.
They're the things you're like, oh yeah, I didn't realize that irritated me. Now
I'm not really irritated.
You're right. That is a grievance.
Yeah.
So let's keep these going. Let's go to Pete. Hi, Pete. What is the grievance that you would like to air?
Well, I added a second one. That had to do with the fact that the hang-up button and the speakerphone button on my phone are real close together.
Because that was... Oh, you were the Pete that tried to call earlier.
That's right.
Oh, hi, Pete.
Just as the bell rang on the phone, I tried to hit the speakerphone button so that we wouldn't have that echoey nonsense.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And I hung up.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, we got you now.
So, we got you now.
Okay, now, there is history on this one.
Okay.
I actually aired this with Steve and Johnny a few years back. And I swear the advertising business heard me, and they decided to make me irritated worse.
Oh, okay. What is it?
My grievance is a thing in the English language that's being misused, and that is the word unique.
Oh,
There's only one modifier that works with the word unique, and that is the word not.
Yes.
There's no very unique. There's no quite unique. There's no somewhat, there's no degrees, there's no shades of uniqueness.
No kinda unique.
Uh-uh. There's one in the universe, or there's more.
You're exactly right.
And I mean, they don't, it's like everybody forgot what the word rare means.
Uh-huh.
It's not just meat that's still very juicy. It's, it's the scarce stuff.
Right. Oh.
That,
and
you know, and
yeah.
my dad was 60 hours towards a doctorate in linguistics when he found out that World War II hearing damage kept him from hearing the sibilant sounds that allowed linguistic analysis.
Wow.
He couldn't do it, so he went into advertising.
Right.
And came to Chicago in the 50s. But I've always had a great respect for the use of the language and the fact that a lot of people just don't seem to really know the language they speak.
Pete, I could not agree more.
Goof is on your team.
I was like sitting here with like hearts shooting out of my eyes as you were talking.
How unique.
Because I could not agree more with that one. I get so irritated about language. Yeah, I know. It's like, you just hire me to fix your ads. I can do this. I know, it's so true.
I'll screen them all for the station. Anything with a word unique that's being modified goes back to the copywriter.
Bless you, Pete. Have a great day. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you, and have a happy new year.
Thanks. You did the same. Bye-bye. Oh, that one's so true. Anything about language,
I know,
like
you
that.
Get
He's
to.
Exactly right. There is one modifier. It is not.
I was like, what's a modifier? What is a modifier?
He's exactly right. Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. You're on WGN. What grievance would you like to air?
Actually, I also have two. The first one is, if you put a party on Facebook and everybody puts maybe.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No, you're either coming or you're not. Do not put maybe.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a real good
one. Don't leave me in limbo.
No. Because here's what
I can't cook for maybe.
Maybe means if something else comes along that's better.
I was just going to say, that's what maybe means. Maybe means I'll go this if I can't think of something else. That's a great one, Rachel.
That's right. And it's rude.
Yeah.
It's rude. Or when you go to the grocery store and people that want to get around you, they don't say excuse me. They just stand there staring at you.
Yeah.
Just say excuse me. Or, yeah, I always, when I cross in front of someone that's looking for something, I say, pardon me.
Yeah.
Just so I know, because I know I'm getting in the way of them finding the Rice-A-Roni.
Come on. Yes. That is a real.
Or just go around me. Just don't stare at me.
Stare at the side of my head, making it weird for everybody. That's exactly right. Rachel, I totally agree with that one. Well, thank you for airing a grievance or two with us.
Thank you.
Have a good one. I totally agree with that.
It
looks like we lost a caller, but there was somebody who. There was a couple about stores, and one of them that was up I think...
Finding help in a store?
Was when people don't greet you. That drives me crazy. If I go into a store and nobody speaks to me, I feel like I'm unwelcome there. Like, I'm not good enough to be there. That makes me crazy.
I cry at the Home Depot when I can't find, or a hardware store, because those mega ones.
Yeah.
No one's to help, and I end up crying just looking for a plunger.
Oh, I'll go to Home Depot with you.
Oh, good.
I know what's up.
Because I don't get help there.
I know. And you know what? I think there was some kind of training done, because it used to be like notoriously, at least the one near my house.
Yeah.
If I went in, like nothing but like male friends would go in and immediately like, hey, buddy, what are you looking for?
How can I help
dude.
You? Yeah.
I looked for 45 minutes for a very particular kind of drywall screw, and you walked in there for 4 seconds about a plant.
Yeah, exactly.
That you didn't even need. Yeah, like that kind of drives me crazy for sure. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're going to take a little break. We've been airing the grievances.
The grievances.
We're here till noon, and then we're going to leave things in the very capable hands for the business lunch. But we're going to go up to the stream.
The stream.
So you can listen to us from 12 to 1 at WGNradio.com, or you can switch back and forth. I'm very conflicted about telling you about the stream, because it's like I want people to listen to us, but
also
at
the same time,
I don't want to take away from the biz lunch.
No, not at all.
So we got to work that out. You guys got to switch back and forth, or I'll feel real conflicted about it. Anyway, Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy, back in just a bit on 720 WGN. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. It's 11:48. We're going to be with you till 12, and then we're turning things over to Steve Bertrand for the biz lunch, and then we're headed up to the stream.
We are going into the matrix, as plenty, I like to call it.
Into the matrix. Still plenty of things to discuss. We've been talking about the airing of the grievances. We were celebrating some Festivus a little bit late. Wonderful calls. Thank you all.
Great. Thank you for
They were cracking me up.
They were very specific and very, for me, they rang so true.
I know.
My favorite, I got to say. The O'Hare-Elgin Expressway goes to neither O'Hare or
nor
Elgin.
Nor Elgin. That was perfect.
That was fantastic.
That was so perfect. They were all perfect. They were all great. I love them all. Thank you
for calling.
To everybody. And to the callers we could not get to, I am so sorry. We will chat with you next time. I'm sure there'll be some other topic soon enough. But, you know, another thing I want to talk about. There are so many vacation ads right now, Jen.
I know.
so many
getaways.
They're like,
the getaways.
It's real cold. Get out of here.
Right.
But all, so it's kind of hard not to just start dreaming of some vacation.
I keep
that I don't have the time or money to go do. But nonetheless,
dreaming.
Where's your dream
my
trip?
My favorite place, and I've been there, is on the planet, is in a place called Essentia. And it's a resort. But it's a, no,
where
it's a
that?
Small luxury boutique hotel in, Playa del Carmen, Mexico.
Oh,
and
pretty.
Essentia was an old Dutch, mm-hmm. I think a baroness or
sure.
She had an estate built and then she left. And then now there's this mini, mini resort there. There's only, I think they only allow 30 people at a time.
Fancy.
It is so fancy. I've been there once. I dreamed to go again. I mean, if you were on that beach and said, would you perchance get David Hasselhoff to come serenade me
it's gonna
in
happen?
German, they would make it happen.
Oh,
everyone is lovely. So that's my favorite place on the planet.
Okay.
However, I have to say, I haven't been that many places.
Okay.
And I would like to. Your favorite place that you've been?
Favorite place I've been is Cape Town, South Africa. Mm. It's very beautiful there. Lots of cool plants and animals that are not here or anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
So it's very beautiful and exotic and fantabulous.
Yeah.
But the place there are two trips that I really want to go on that I've never been. I want to go to the Atacama Desert.
Where
in
was
South
that?
America.
South America.
And I really want to go to Paris.
Okay.
I've never been to Paris. I've kind of avoided it. I mean, I've been near it, but I'm like, nope, I got to save Paris.
Oh, you want it very specific trip to Paris?
I want to be able to go with enough time to really just kind of relax there and see it. And you know, I don't know. I've been saying that for decades.
Why
so
the desert?
I need to go.
Is it supposed to be the most beautiful desert?
So beautiful. If you Google the Atacama Desert, there's just so much beauty there. There's really great star viewing, so you can kind of see part of the Milky Way. And I would love to like camp and hike through the Atacama Desert. I think that'd be amazing.
A lot of people I know are going to Iceland.
Yeah.
Because to see the sky, the lights.
Well, look, at some point in my life, I really want to see an aurora.
What is an aurora? Because there's an aurora borealis. There's different
aurora. There's aurora australis.
Is it just a bunch of stars? Forgive me.
No, no.
What would that be?
Well, it's magnetic. It has to do with the poles. So it's magnetic and it's like colors that swirl through the sky and it's really kind of breathtaking. But only in photos have I seen this. I've never seen it in person.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I have a feeling I would just stand there and look at it and just sob at the beauty.
It would be
of
like Tom Skilling in the eclipse.
Precious angel.
Precious.
Tom Skilling. That was my favorite video.
It was so moving. And so
I
lived it through him.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, once I was out there with all kind of crazy lenses and stuff and playing with cameras. And when I really saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I get it. I totally get why he got all teary. But yeah.
So yeah, I would like to see those lights as well.
Yeah, well, let's go.
I would love that.
If someone could just...
there's relatively inexpensive flights to Iceland. My friend is on a budget and got a relatively inexpensive one and said that the people were lovely.
I've heard, like, Icelanders?
Is that what you... Icelandics?
Whatever. People
know.
In Iceland are Bjork. Very...
Bjork was there.
No, she's from there.
She's from there.
Like, lots of hospitality and just, like, a lovely place. So
yeah, I'd love to see that. Love to see where else. I'm getting over. I'm now using positive language. I'm really moving through my fear of flying. So when I go in a plane next to a long trip, I would love to go to Europe.
Have you not been?
I've been to Prague.
Okay, yeah,
but I have not been to London, Paris. I was in Italy as a child. Don't remember it. So I too would love to see. There's so many places to see.
Let's see if we can convince WGN to let us do like a remote from London.
I would love to do that.
Hashtag no way in the free world is that going to happen.
Hashtag management might be like hard pass. It's going to be a hashtag hard pass.
A hard no to you two and your crazy
ideas.
But that's
okay. We can put it out there.
Sure.
Why not? The crazier things have happened.
It would be fun to do like a remote from a bunch of sister cities.
What does that mean?
Well, like Chicago has sister cities around the world.
We do?
Yes.
Where have I been?
I don't know. Sister Cities International is a big organization.
I'm going to look
that
up.
But like in O'Hare,
right?
Okay, when you're at O'Hare and you're going to the Blue Line train,
sure.
There's all those flags hanging up over your head.
That's what those
they're
are.
They're all our sister cities.
Look at that. I learn something new from you every day. I had no idea, Amy Guth.
I'm good to have on your team in a Trivial Pursuit game because I have a bunch of like,
that.
Useless stuff in my head.
I don't think it's useless because I think it's good to know where our sister cities are in case I'm lost in the universe. I can find a sister
like,
city.
I belong to Chicago. Can you send me back?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on WGN. You have a comment about auroras.
First of all, an aurora is basically resulting from solar storms, solar activity producing charged ionized particles that affect the magnetosphere and the upper atmosphere. And it's those, the light, charging those energized particles that you get that light. It's called, the northern lights, basically.
Right.
And the place that might be interesting to go to, how about the International Space Station?
Oh, man.
Well, you're talking.
If that's an option.
Yeah, let's go.
I know if you got about $50 million to spare.
Right, which
let's
I
go.
Do not.
Win
Dave,
the lottery,
let's go.
That would probably be worth it.
Yeah,
love that.
That would be very cool. Is that where you would go if you go anywhere, Dave?
Yeah, that would, like I say, I take up a lot of space, bad pun, but it had to be said.
A lot of space.
Ha ha. Yeah.
Well, let's go. We're going to do a remote live radio from the space station.
Probably not.
Hashtag no.
Dave, I appreciate the call. Thank you for giving us like the real scientific explanation, not just my little magnetized stuff.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Keep your powder dry, live long and prosper, and may the force be with you.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one. All right. See, I appreciate it when scientists call. We had the weather guy. Remember that? The weather guy called us.
And told us about,
it was like in the middle of the night. We were talking about, I don't know.
Oh, sleet versus hail versus
snow. That's
right. Snow.
And he called and he broke it down for us.
I'll never forget it.
I like a scientific answer.
Yeah.
Because I can wing it, but on the fly, I need to look it up.
I love when scientists call.
Here's why. Because I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it incorrectly. So I'm like, I kind of know, but I don't want to say it wrong. So I would need to like pause and Google to
right, and that makes for
fact
bad
check
radio,
myself.
Which is...
Nobody wants to hear me typing. That's going to be colossally boring to all involved.
Yeah.
So there's that. But oh yeah. So if Dave is throwing that out, if space is an option for a dream trip, sure.
He's just opened up a whole new universe.
Stop it with your puns. Yeah. So okay, the space station would be pretty cool.
I would not like to go there.
Well, that would involve flying.
Yeah.
You'd have to fly.
No, that's a serious. You cannot take the train to the space station.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
You cannot. So what about in the U.S.?
Oh.
Mine is, I would love over a period of years to hike the Appalachian Trail, just like little at a time.
I have a friend that did that.
I think that'd be so cool.
He did it in a year, and he took a year to do it and changed his life.
That's what I've heard.
Journaled, did a blog, changed my life, learning about what it means. It's not just a walk.
Oh, no, it's an experience,
no.
I think.
No, yeah, I love that.
Indeed. Well, we're going to continue this conversation on the stream at WGNradio.com. But for now, we're going to sign off, get you to news, get things turned over to the BizLunch Show, all the good stuff here on 720 WGN.